Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we are going to do a podcast with a very fabulous guy. This is Dr. Samuel Lynch, and he's the inventor, CEO, founder, and a real scientist who has come up with a product called AeriEssence. It's a platelet-derived growth factor. Welcome to the podcast, Samuel.
Great, Dr. K. I'm so happy to be here. I've been so looking forward to it. It's an honor to be on your podcast today.
It's great. It's fortuitous that we met because I was at AmSpa and roaming through the exhibit hall, and I saw his booth, and it was very cute, nice booth, and also very interesting. I said, platelet-derived growth factors. Now, that is novel and new to aesthetics. So I know that you've got a doctorate of medical science from Harvard and Southern Illinois University, and you have been actually working with platelet-derived growth factors in the orthopedic world for a very long time. So tell me a little about your background. You're definitely a biotech pioneer, and interestingly, he's IPO'd a business for over $1 billion on NASDAQ.
Yeah.
So he's done the rounds.
I have. So I started out as a scientist, as you said. I actually spent 10 years in the labs at Harvard, which is where a lot of the early discovery work was done on growth factors, all kinds of growth factors. I've worked with all the major growth factors in my career, but then transitioned over into industry because I really had a passion for translational medicine, bringing discoveries from the lab to patients to help our patients do better.
It takes too long for that to happen these days. I feel like people who are on the cutting edge have to wait 10 to 15 years for products to leave the lab, get fully vetted, studied, FDA approved, and then finally in the hands of a primary care doctor or internist.
I couldn't agree more. You know, it took us 10 years to develop, as you mentioned, the orthopedic products that contain the recombinant platelet-derived growth factor. It took us several more years to get FDA approval for the oral maxillofacial surgery products that contain the recombinant platelet-derived growth factor. So altogether, it was nearly $100 million we invested in clinical trials to get through the FDA in three different medical therapeutic categories. But the relevance of that today is we're bringing to aesthetics and to plastic surgery and dermatology products that are extremely well vetted. Like, there's really seriously, they're game changers. Nothing else like them on the market because they've been through $100 million worth of FDA clinical trials, phase one, phase two, phase three, FDA approvals. Did you know, Dr. K, that there is only one FDA-approved growth factor?
I actually did not know that. No, you would assume that so many products hawking growth factors, exosomes, and recombinant technology, that they'd have more approvals.
You would assume that. There is so much misinformation out there. But no, there is only one growth factor that's ever been FDA-approved, that's gone through all the clinical phases of clinical testing.
Right.
And that growth factor is pure recombinant platelet-derived growth factor, PDGF, which is the main active ingredient in AeriEssence.
So recombinant, meaning this is made from DNA technology from human cells.
Yes.
And it's not an autologous or donor product.
It is not. And I'm super happy you asked that question because it's really a point of a great deal of confusion in the marketplace. So AeriEssence contains no human-derived material
factors,
right?
Yeah.
It is produced, it's manufactured. So it's an exact replica of the main growth factor in PRP and PRF, the platelet-derived growth factor, but it's manufactured in the laboratory under pharmaceutical-grade manufacturing regulations that are highly, very strictly enforced by the FDA. So this is, again, a whole nother tier of quality, purity, potency than anything else that's on the market.
I love that. So they take maybe like a viral phage that has a fragment of human DNA that's a, you know, then cloned up in a petri dish and very sterile, reproducible, scientific conditions, And then it's that's recombinant DNA technology.
Yeah, so what we did was, and this was a whole lot of people were involved in this, because you could imagine this was what I'm about to describe in 20 seconds took 10 years to do. We first of all found the so when we first discovered PDGF, platelet-derived growth factor, it wasn't called platelet-derived growth factor. And it had no name yet. Mm-hmm. So we discovered it, right? We were one of two labs that discovered it. Then we got the, it's called the amino acid sequence, not to get too far into the scientific weeds, but, you know, every protein is made up of amino mm-hmm. acids, of course. So we found the sequence of amino acids. Once we found the sequence of the amino acids, we were able to then use that information to build what are called probes to probe the human chromosomes.
Right.
To find the gene mm-hmm. that is responsible for making the PDGF protein. Once we found the gene on the human chromosomes, we're able to take that one specific little mm-hmm. piece of DNA of the gene and transfer that from a human cell into yeast cells.
Okay.
And then you grow up the yeast cells, kind of like you're brewing beer, literally. And then the yeast produce the human platelet-derived growth factor. That's the only human protein that they produce.
So neat. And so then you decant that off. And
yeah, then you can purify out the human growth factor mm-hmm. and do this all under sterile pharmaceutical-grade manufacturing conditions. And then in conjunction with the FDA for the medical therapeutic products, we established there's something like 10 different lot release tests mm-hmm. for the final product. So every lot
batch
of
gets tested.
Gets tested yeah. like 10 different ways mm-hmm. for purity, potency, sterility. So it's absolutely consistent every time, as opposed to something like PRP mm-hmm. or PRF, which is highly variable from patient to patient or even within the same patient from day to day.
Very variable. It depends on how many platelets are in their blood draw. It depends on how active those platelets are. And then mostly in most clinics, we don't even measure platelet count of the blood we're drawing and to see how much actual growth factor are you going to inject into that person. Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is nice, but this is not for injection right now.
Nope, it's not.
What's the name of the orthopedic product and the periodontal products that are dental products that are available? What brand?
Yes, so the orthopedic products are called Augment, as in augmenting, so Augment bone graft and Augment injectable bone graft. Mm-hmm. And then the oral maxillofacial and periodontal product is called GEM, G-E-M, GEM 21.
Nice.
And these are products, Ariessence has exactly the same PDGF off the same manufacturing line mm-hmm. as those very potent medical therapeutic products, which again sets Ariessence apart.
It really does. So those have already been used for more than a decade in arthroscopic knee surgery, joint surgery, all those procedures where invasively the product is applied into a joint.
Yes. So the orthopedic products are used primarily for stimulating bone fusions and mm-hmm. enhancing the healing of the skin and the soft tissues around those surgical sites.
Okay.
And then the oral surgery product is used for regenerating the mucosa and the gingiva and the bone, typically in the jaws and the maxillofacial.
So around bone grafts or where you have dental disease or gum recession. So interesting.
Yes.
Wow. So proven technology. Mm-hmm. And I love that it's, you know, batch tested and consumer is really getting a valuable product. How long is the shelf life of the product and, you know, stability?
Yep. So for Ariessence, we say 6 months at room temperature. So you can just, you know, keep it very
conveniently
located.
So in the box, it comes with 5 syringes. Here's the nice box.
Yep.
If you're watching on video, you can see it's got 5 sterile syringes and a vial of hyaluronic acid. And then it's mixed. Is it quite a thin viscous solution or is it more plumping and gel-like?
No, it's a thinner sort of viscous solution.
Okay. And so what made you decide to not take this product through the FDA testing in order to get the injection indication? Because like I'm now ready to inject this into scalps and faces and wrinkles and, you know, all kinds of things.
Well, everything is, you know, a stepwise process. So we've started in the aesthetic plastic surgery dermatology space with the topical product for aesthetic applications to be used in conjunction with microneedling or lasers, things like that. We do intend to develop the injectable products, but for the injectable products, as you're alluding to, you need to go through all those rigorous FDA clinical trials, and that takes
time and money.
Time and money. As we were talking earlier, we spent 12 years altogether, actually a little longer than that, and nearly $100 million in testing the orthopedic and oral surgery products and developing all the way through clinical trials and FDA approval.
Yeah.
So we'll eventually get there for the injectable indications for aesthetics, but it's just it's going to take time. And we thought, well, why wait?
Why not launch now
with, get a product into the hands of great providers like you and let you use it for your aesthetic applications?
So that's, is that called the 503B FDA approval?
Yeah, another great question. So what we did for the medical therapeutic indications is even an order of magnitude more rigorous than that process you just referred to. This is for an either what's called an NDA, a new drug application, or a PMA, it's called a pre-market application, similar to an NDA, but for devices. So because the orthopedic and oral surgery products are drug device combination products, the drug being the pure growth factor, and then we combine it with bone grafting materials, or in the case of Variessence, with hyaluronic acid serum, it has to go through two different divisions at FDA. So it gets double reviewed.
Double the problems. Interesting. Now, what exactly is platelet-derived growth factor going to do for skin, wounds, healing? Like, what are the transformational changes that it can amplify because of the potency of the growth factor?
Yeah, so it's going to make you look better. You're going to get, you know, more robust, fuller skin, more collagen, more elastin, more cells, better blood supply to the skin. It's just going to help your appearance, ultimately.
So in terms of wound healing, like after laser or ablative laser, speeding recovery time, reducing redness, but more than anything, you think it's neocollagenesis or angiogenesis?
Yeah. Yeah. So it does reduce downtime as well, as you just alluded to there. So it gets rid of the burning and the redness post like microneedling or lasers much faster than really any other product can. And that's because, again, it's so concentrated. So you get an immediate benefit. Most people will see a reduction in downtime and redness to, and the redness may go away within an hour. I mean, it's
fast.
Really, really fast acting. But your main benefit and your main aesthetic outcome and the collagen production, you'll start to see in a week. But then, you know, it may take 4, 5, 6 weeks to see the full benefit of it, because the collagen formation, you know, just takes time.
Yeah. Yeah. I always tell patients 60 days to grow new collagen. Like, this is a long-term game. But are there skin studies that show biopsies or histology changes in terms of more collagenization, more blood flow, angiogenesis?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
And we have
those. And that's with topical application? You're seeing those changes still?
Yeah, topical onto wounds.
Treated now skin.
Yes. Now you have to, you know, do some procedure that's going to disrupt the stratum corneum so that the protein can be absorbed.
How is, and just to play devil's advocate, how is the FDA allowing not just your company, but so many companies to do this topical application on needled skin and not calling it an injection or an invasive procedure? Because needling, microneedling, is penetrating the skin with 3-3 millimeter needles.
Yep.
So is that just they've overlooked that, or it's such a superficial dose that they...
No. So this is a post... what we label this product for use is post-procedure. So it's labeled to be put on immediately following your microneedling.
I'm just curious how the FDA scientists don't perceive an injection as an like a needling as a different from injecting. It's a needle is a needle, isn't
Well,
it?
You can't, you know, I'm sure with the FDA.
It can't be inserted.
It can't be inserted, right.
Got or injected, right. But and then I'm curious, how are you going to differentiate from so many products that have just hit the market that aesthetics industry is getting flooded by exosomes, which are another very potent, you know, vesicle filled with particles of DNA and RNA and knowledge that the cells use to turn on rejuvenation.
Yeah. So one of the things that I found in this indication, this market, is there is tremendous amount of misinformation here because there's, you know, less, as you just pointed out, less FDA oversight. You have companies making really outlandish claims with very little data. I've talked to many providers, right, and this, and asked them what they're currently using for their topical, you know, aesthetic products after laser therapy or microneedling. They're like, oh, this growth factor product or that growth factor product. Sometimes they don't even know what that product is. Mm-hmm. But when they do and they tell me, I'm like, well, that's not really a growth factor. Mm-hmm. You know, the growth factors are things like platelet-derived growth factor or epidermal growth factor or fibroblast growth factor or insulin-like growth factor, right?
Yes.
A lot
the
of these
terminology
things,
is getting blurry in
it's
the,
getting
in the marketing.
It's getting incredibly blurry because of all this misinformation and, frankly, marketing, right? Yeah. So in terms of how to differentiate, right? So the level of, so let me back up. Platelet-derived growth factor, PDGF, is the single most important growth factor in your body. So as you and I are sitting here today, as all the listeners are watching or are listening to this podcast, we all have PDGF in our bodies, right? Now, normally, naturally, it's contained within the platelets, as the name implies, right? So the body tissues don't really see it, right, until what happens? Until there's an injury and a blood clot forms. What's a clot is just an aggregation of platelets and fibrin. When the platelets aggregate, they release the PDGF, the platelet-derived growth factor, exactly where it's needed, exactly at the site of injury. Now, one of the things I asked a long time ago when I was doing my early research was, how does the body even know that it has an injury? Like, there's nothing, you cut yourself in the kitchen on a knife, or you get a microneedling procedure or lasers, right? What tells the body that there's an injury there and tells it to go through all the healing cascade? There's no little man or woman that stands up and says, oh, I got it, you know, there's an injury here, body, go heal it. It turns out that it's PDGF.
It's the platelet.
It's the platelets.
The
and
hero.
It's a platelet-derived growth factor that's released at that site of injury and only at that site of injury, right? So when you do PRP or PRF, right, the main growth factor that you're getting is PDGF, the most important one, right? Now, the thing to know, and you know this, is that when you make PRP or PRF, you maybe get a 3 to 4 to 5 times increase in the concentration of the growth factors.
Well, we spin down the blood, we get that yellow
plasma
layer, we're getting,
you draw blood from the patient, you centrifuge it down, you get just a certain layer of the blood, and then you put it back on. That's where the whole vampire facial nomenclature came from. With Ariessence, pure PDGF, you get rid of all that. There's no blood draw. There's no centrifugation. And the best part about it is the Ariessence is 1,000 times to 300,000 times more concentrated in terms of its growth factors as PDGF, the main one, than PRP or PRF.
Right. Something we can never do in clinic. Like, imagine
the amount of
volume of blood you'd have to take and the amount of spinning. Like, currently we do a double spin. I mean, maybe people use fibrin to kind of consolidate and improve that. So maybe we're spinning it down, but we can never get 300,000 fold amplification.
You could never do
never
it
in the office
with PRP or PRF. And it, so with Ariessence, not only do you get the 1,000 to 300,000 times the amount of growth factors, but it's so much easier for the patient because they don't have to have their blood drawn. And it's so much quicker and easier for you as the provider because their essence is right off the shelf. So again,
it's going to make me lazy. My goodness,
you don't have to
efficient.
Draw blood. You don't have so to centrifuge efficient. It down. So you're getting a more pure, more potent, concentrated growth factor. And for the provider, the best part is you save yourself so much time. Like, what does it take, 15, 20 minutes to make PRP?
Yeah, nearly half an hour. By the time you draw the blood, we do a double spin, so it takes a little more time. And then, I'd say 25 minutes to you're injecting.
You know how much time it takes to prepare Aeriescence?
Yeah, probably 2 minutes, 1 minute.
1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Have you tried this on yourself?
I have.
What have you done?
I have used it with microneedling.
Oh, good. Face or scalp or?
Face and forehead, yep.
Oh, nice. Yep. And so you're like 110 and this is you refreshed after a few sessions. So let's say I'm in the clinic and I'm using the product. How many sessions before I see clinical results, or what am I going to recommend for patients?
Well, so again, you'll see some immediate benefits in terms of reduction of the burning and the redness within an hour or two, but your really aesthetic results, you'll start to see after one application, after week, they'll get better for 30 to 45 days, 6 weeks. And then I would suggest at least a second application after about 60 days or so. And depending on the patient, you know, we all heal differently. We all respond differently. They might benefit from a third treatment in another 60 to 90 days after that. But the two treatments probably for sure. And then you as the provider, as the professional, will make a judgment with your patient if you need a third treatment.
Right. And so applying the growth factor is going to speed the healing of these injured areas. Are we going to also see some long-term benefits in skin foundation and structure? Like this collagenesis and angiogenesis is going to persist beyond the immediate injury?
You're definitely going to build the collagen and the elastin, and actually even natural, what we call glycosin aminoglycans, just extracellular matrix, and natural hyaluronic acid. So the PDGF will stimulate all of that process, collagen, elastin, natural hyaluronic acid in your skin, and that will build a great foundation for the patients over potentially a year or two.
Very nice. Why did you name it Aeriescence?
So we went through a marketing, agency and had a bunch of different names. Aeriescence kind of rose to the top because I like names that start with A, like Augment, the orthopedic products. Mm-hmm. And so I had an immediate sort of positive reaction to Aeriescence. I think it sounds very nice. Mm-hmm. The etiology, the actually where it came from, is a combination of the first three letters of Aristotle. Mm. So the Greek philosopher, Aristotle, right? And I'm a big admirer of Greek and Roman culture and philosophy. So I liked that. And then combine that with the word essence, which we think of having pure PDGF as the essence of growth factor, the essence of regeneration and regenerative medicine. So we combined those two words together, the Aeri from Aristotle and essence meaning, the essence, the most important growth factor. And that's Aeriescence.
So interesting. Do we need to worry about growth factors triggering other processes unintentionally, like oncogenesis or cancer stimulation?
No. So not with PDGF, not with Aeriescence. Again, that's the beauty of having gone through the FDA, the testing for these other FDA-approved medical therapeutic products. The testing, again, was exhaustive and extensive. One of the things we looked at was any adverse events coming from the growth factor. And there were none. We actually had to FDA made us in one of the studies induce tumors in animals and then apply the Aeriescence right on the on the tumor or apply it intravenously. Mm-hmm. And we never found any potentiation or increased growth. One of the reasons for that, and again, I think from a science standpoint, this is really important, is that PDGF works locally, right? Just like we were talking about a natural healing process, PDGF is that main wound healing catalyst. The same with Aeriescence. It acts locally as the main regenerative growth factor. But once it gets into circulation, the body clears it extremely quickly from the general systemic circulation. So the half-life of this growth factor in general circulation, 2.5 minutes.
Wow. Okay, when you have an injury.
Or when you use Ariosense, right? If any of it were absorbed systemically, it's just cleared so rapidly.
Okay.
And that's awesome because it means that you don't have to worry about any other adverse effects anywhere else in your body.
But when there's a local platelet aggregation or a clot or endothelial damage, is it going to linger longer?
It does.
Yeah.
So PDGF, again, one of my early papers, scientific papers, was we found that PDGF will actually stick to collagen and elastin and natural HA in your skin, your extracellular matrix, so it stays locally.
Nice. That's wonderful. And then I love the science and the idea of the platelet-derived growth factor. I don't want it to get lost in this field of exosomes that's flooding the aesthetic market. So I really want to talk about how we differentiate an exosome versus a platelet-derived growth factor.
Great question. So the first thing I would point out and is that exosomes have no FDA approvals. There is not a single exosome that's FDA approved. Now, again, talking about misinformation, right?
They're all cosmeceutical.
That's right.
They're skincare creams.
That's right, yeah. Right? So, again, about misinformation, I was talking to a provider, aesthetician, recently and said, oh, but my exosomes are FDA approved. And I said, no, there are no exosome products that are FDA approved. Oh, this one is. So I asked her to look into that for me and say, why she thought that, right? Well, it turns out that there is one exosome product on the market that has what's called an IND from the FDA to begin clinical trials, to begin a phase 2A clinical trial. And they're saying, oh, FDA, we're approved for clinical use. But what is not said is they're approved
for a study.
For a study, a clinical trial.
And can we say the company name or should we not?
We better not.
But the ask me later.
But the the most important sort of take home message from that is that 80 to 90% of products being tested in a phase 2A clinical trial never make it to market.
Yeah.
They never get a full FDA approval for use. So that company is literally just out of the starting blocks.
Yeah.
They have another 5, 6, 7 years to go.
Right.
A phase 2B testing, phase 3 testing, the panel meetings maybe to get to a full FDA approval. So that's just an example of something that sets Ariosense apart. Because again, the main component of Ariosense, the PDGF, has already been through that process 15 years ago, 10 years ago, right? So we're 10 to 15 years ahead. And why is that important for the patient and for the provider? Because if anything, heaven forbid, ever happens to a patient, it might not even be your patient, it could be a patient halfway across the country that has been treated with exosome, right?
Yes.
You're
responsible.
You're at least opening yourself up to a huge amount of expense and grief because medical malpractice attorneys are going to cast a broad net. And so if there's some other patient halfway across the country that had a problem, a medical problem, after they got exosomes.
It worries me a lot because
it's worrisome.
Primarily donor products, and you're essentially giving yourself an inoculation of someone else's DNA, mRNA, proteins. Like, isn't that going to trigger some autoimmune signals and flare someone else's placenta, umbilical cord, or, you know, fat donor product or platelet donor product? What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot more research and science that needs to be done. It may turn out that they're wonderful.
They may be innocuous, but I'm not sure that yet.
They're really being promoted heavily without having that, like Ariosense, 5 million patients treated with the pure PDGF over the last 15 years without any complications. And we just don't know if that's going to prove out to be the case for exosomes or not. And also, you know, exosomes, they talk about growth factors, a lot of these exosome products. But again, the level of growth factors in exosomes is
very small.
Very small. It's minuscule.
And generally, just biologically, what is the differentiation and strength of an exosome versus a growth factor? So growth factor being a protein and an exosome being a lipid vesicle filled with fragments of mRNA,
fragments
RNA,
of a lot of proteins.
You don't know what's
stuff.
In it,
you don't
really.
Know what's, you really don't know what's in it. But in my view, having looked at regenerative medicine for 30 years, it's the protein that actually drives the cellular response, right? The mRNA is just
a
messenger, right, to make proteins. It's a step away from actually having the active protein that's going to bind to your cell receptors and actually stimulate the process of healing that you're looking to stimulate. So when you have the actual protein itself, you're one step closer to getting the benefit that you need compared to the RNA or DNA.
Yeah, the active working exosomes. Molecule that executes the job.
And yes,
gets the job done, actually.
Yes.
Well, this is so interesting because the syringe delivery mechanism, you know that people in clinics are going to be blending and mixing this with, maybe you don't know, but I'm telling you, we are going to probably experiment and try mix this with already hyaluronic gel fillers that we're using for facial filling indication and volume loss, or maybe with biostimulators, PLLA, calcium hydroxyapatite to trigger even more production of collagen and healing. Are there thoughts on that? Off-label use?
Well, as the doctor and the provider, you can do that, right? We, on the company side, cannot promote that. But through practice of medicine, you certainly, and it happens all the time, right, can use products you, in your best medical judgment, will give the patient the best benefit.
Yeah, it's so interesting just to imagine what this is going to do for future clinical trials that we're going to definitely need to run.
And if you do decide to do that, at least, again, you know that this product is, has been implanted, right, in much higher doses and inside your legs, you know, in orthopedic applications or inside your mouth and your gums and jaws for oral surgery applications. So that's kind of the ultimate injection, right, is actually during an open surgery, you're putting it right in there.
Exactly. So I think, you know, with the sterility, the potency, like it has so much potential to advance what we're capable of doing. So I'm very excited to give it a try, actually. Talk a little bit about what you think is the next level, next cutting edge thing happening. Every lecture I'm doing these days is about bioregenerative therapy, turning on the body's ability to rejuvenate and heal itself. Do you have any thoughts about what's coming next, like the next frontier in aesthetics?
Well, I've actually published two textbooks on tissue engineering and regenerative medicine. And my belief is where we're going is a combination of these growth factors, the proteins, with what we call scaffolding materials. So with the extracellular matrix components, for example, in skin or collagen, right? And we can do that today, those two things. But we call tissue engineering, as you know, Dr. K, right, is really a triad of the growth factors, the matrices, the scaffolding materials that allow the cells and the blood vessels to grow on it. And then the third component are the cells. It takes really all three components to get where I think we're going to go, which is really engineering new skin, new tissues, maybe new organs eventually, growth factors, scaffolds, and cells. And the stem cells, of course, are the ideal type of cells. Now, we've all heard a lot about stem cells. I think there's still a lot of work to be done, again, to prove the safety and efficacy of stem cells, because a lot of, right now, most cells that you implant in another person's body die, you know, very quickly, right? They're kind of rejected. But ultimately, you ask the question, where are we going to go? I think ultimately, we're going to be able to engineer new skin and hopefully eventually new organ tissue by using growth factors, scaffold materials, and stem cells.
Yeah, it's incredible how important scaffolding and extracellular matrix are. Like, literally, that's the infrastructure and skeleton of what's holding us together, and no cell can function without that infrastructure.
A cell doesn't live in a vacuum, right? It has to sit on something, and it sits on the extracellular matrix.
And that matrix can differentiate the cell, and the sort of soup around the environment that's all around that cell provides differentiation features. And it's interesting too how I talk to my patients, like, your protoplasm has to be good. If you're like a hard living, drinking, smoking, sunning kind of a person, your cells are not surrounded by that beautiful symbiotic environment versus the person who's doing antioxidants, green juice, low glycemic index, and oxygen hyperbaric therapy. Like, you got to put your cells in a good extracellular matrix environment for them to thrive.
So true.
So true. So what are your biohacking current things that you're doing? Any good supplements? Any cold plunges? Are you into all of that?
I'm not so much. I take good multivitamins every day, and I try to get plenty of rest and try to exercise, although probably I don't exercise as much as
I should.
Okay,
so no David Sinclair connections over there at Harvard.
I eat a lot of strawberries.
Oh, how's that? Really? Okay. Well, that's a high glycemic index. One of the fruits you're not supposed to eat, actually. Oh. Isn't it on that list of, like, top danger fruits?
David Sinclair, like, you know, what is the molecule
that's in the strawberries? His NAD. His resveratrol is NAD.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
a big, huge
yes.
believer.
Yes.
But I definitely think this product has such potential to revolutionize what we're doing, and I wish you so much success. Excited to have bumped into you at a meeting.
Likewise, thank you so much for having me. It's great to see your beautiful, amazing practice here, and hope you have great results with AeriEssence, and let me know.
I sure will. I can't wait to tell you guys more. I'm definitely going to try this product, and we're going to do a whole bunch of videos showing you how it works and what to expect from all the new advances in aesthetics. You got to have someone who's impartial, objective, and helps guide the way. So, Sam, this has been such a great podcast. Where can people find you and reach out if they're interested to buy your product?
So you can go on to AeriEssence.com. That's A-R-I and then Essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, AeriEssence.com. I can learn a lot more about the product on the website and place an order there. Or we have sales executives scattered throughout the country. And if you go online or call, we also have an 800 number. It's actually 888-LRM for Lynch Regenerative Medicine, LRM-PDGF.
Oh, that's good.
888-LRM-PDGF. And you can call up and talk to one of our customer service people, and they can tell you who your local representative is.
Perfect. And pretty soon Sam's going to get his own Instagram, and AeriEssence has an Instagram. If you search the word AeriEssence, I'm sure that'll come up.
Yes.
Well, okay. That's great information. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Stay beautiful.